The Holy Gospel appointed for Pentecost Day is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the 15th and the 16th chapter. Jesus said, "When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness, because you have been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning, because I was with you. Now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again not only to be filled with the Holy Spirit, but to go out and proclaim Jesus of Nazareth to every nation under heaven, so that others may also be baptized and come to the saving grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Therefore, Heavenly Father, help us and guide us by your Holy Spirit to tell others who are not yet saved to call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today on Pentecost Day is taken from the second reading appointed for this Sunday, Acts chapter 2, with special attention to verse 4. "And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them." This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters, in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior, and the Lord of our Christian life, they were filled with the Holy Spirit. This is especially important and significant today as we once again celebrate with joy and praise and thanksgiving the day of Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit. Yes, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, Jesus promised to send them the Holy Spirit before he ascended into heaven. Jesus promised that even though he was going to leave them, he would never, ever forsake them nor abandon them, but send them the Holy Spirit to be with them forever, to come and to dwell with them. This is what Jesus told them in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, beginning verse 16. "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of truth." And that's precisely what happened. 10 days later after Jesus' ascension, the Holy Spirit appeared to His disciples and apostles just as Jesus had promised them, but in a very powerful and dramatic way. We read in our text for today that they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and actually began to speak in other tongues and languages from every nation under heaven. Yes, the disciples and apostles were able to speak in other tongues or languages. Chegando o dia de Pentecoste, estavam todos reunidos num só lugar. De repente veio do céu som, como de vento muito forte, e encheu toda a casa na qual estavam assentados. E viram o que parecia línguas de fogo, que se separaram e pousaram sobre cada deles. Todos ficaram cheios do Espírito Santo e começaram a falar noutras línguas como o Espírito os capacitava. Yes, they spoke in other tongues and languages just like I did right now, even though you didn't understand it. Let me translate to you what I just spoke in Portuguese. The detailed prescription and description by St. Luke in our text for today as he wrote of what actually happened on the day of Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. And suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came down from heaven and filled the whole house where they were staying. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each one of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Yes, it was certainly a very special day, an incredible day in the life of the Christian church. It was an amazing day what the disciples and apostles and all the people that gathered on that memorable day experienced. We're told that they were astonished, perplexed. And why? Because they were not certainly prepared to welcome the Holy Spirit in such a powerful and dramatic way. Even being able to speak in other tongues or languages. As a matter of fact, they followed the instructions given by Jesus to go back to Jerusalem and wait for the coming of the Holy Spirit. And as they were waiting, suddenly on the 50th day after the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Feast of Pentecost, or Shavuot in Hebrew, the Spirit came with His grand entrance into the temple where they were sitting, which was also called the house in the Old Testament, worshiping and praising God for all the works God had done for them. And then the Holy Spirit appeared to them. Not quietly, as Jesus did when He went up to the upper room in the city of Jerusalem where the disciples were hiding behind the locked doors, and Jesus said, "Peace be with you." But in a very strong wind blowing, probably the sound similar to a tornado if you ever lived in the Midwest, or a hurricane if you ever lived down in the West Coast next to Florida. And then they also saw tongues of fire they had never seen before, which were able to bestow on them as they were able to speak the native tongue or tongue of all God-fearing Jews who had come to Jerusalem to celebrate the Feast of Weeks or the Feast of Harvest, which lasted for 7 days. As a matter of fact, when these God-fearing Jews heard the disciples and apostles speaking in their own native tongue, they were amazed and astonished. And they began to say to each other, "Are not all these men Galileans?" But others mocked them, saying, "They are filled with new wine," or "They had too much wine to drink." And yet they were not drunk, as they thought. On the contrary, they were actually able not only to speak in their own language or tongue, but translate the message St. Peter spoke as he stood up and began to address the crowd, saying, "For these men are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day." Yes, it was only 9 o'clock in the morning, or the third day, or the third hour of the day, the exact time for the Pentecost worship service to begin in the temple, as Peter began to tell them what was spoken by the prophet Joel about this Jesus of Nazareth, who was put to death by nailing him to the cross, but how God raised him from the dead. This is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. "And in the last days it shall be," God declares, "that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh, and I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below. Before the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." And after they heard about this Jesus of Nazareth, they asked Peter, the disciples, and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" And Peter told them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." And that's precisely what happened. In response to the preaching of Peter, approximately 3,000 people were baptized on the day of Pentecost. And they were baptized at the southern entrance to that temple, where they had several large bath rituals known as mikvah in Hebrew. That same powerful message of the gospel of Jesus Christ we must also proclaim today. It hasn't changed. We too have heard the same promise, and we have been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of our sins and received the gift of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, as the Holy Spirit has called Peter, He has also called us on this day of Pentecost to proclaim this Jesus of Nazareth to God-fearing Jews as their Lord and Savior. He has called us as a church. He has called us as individual Christians in the church today to go and proclaim here to the Big Bear Valley that everyone needs to be saved. In the words of St. Peter in his first letter, we are to become a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, that you may declare the wonderful deeds of Him who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Yes, we are to become the feet and hands of Jesus. We have 2 feet and 2 hands, don't we? As St. Paul says in Romans, how beautiful are the feet of those who proclaim good news. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us on this Pentecost day as we are filled with the Holy Spirit, as we have received the gift of the Holy Spirit to go out and share that same powerful message Saint Peter spoke on that memorable day. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The question this morning is, are we willing to share the good news of Jesus right here in our own community? Someone you know that doesn't have the Holy Spirit, has not received the gift of the Holy Spirit, has not been baptized, has not been forgiven in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sins. That's the challenge that Jesus places before us on this Pentecost day. Are we willing to do that? Invite your neighbor, your friend, someone you work with to come to church and hear the same message you are hearing this morning, the gospel of Jesus Christ. May our prayer today be the words of the hymn we sang. Praise we the Father and the Son and Holy Spirit with them one. And may the Son on us bestow the gifts that from the Spirit flows. Yes, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. God bless you as you are filled with the Holy Spirit, as you have received the gift of the Holy Spirit, as you go out and bring souls to Jesus right here in our own community who are still not saved to the kingdom of heaven. God bless you as you proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, so that everyone may come to the saving grace and knowledge of Jesus as their Lord and their Savior. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, as we as Lutherans here at Chapel in the Pines are filled with the Holy Spirit, have received the gift of the Holy Spirit, and as we are ready to share the good news of Jesus in our community. In Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake, amen.